What a lovely sunny day. All the animals are enjoying it. Look at the lions stretched out in the sun. Oh, what a big yawn. The lion doesn't have to do anything except wait for dinner time. In the wild, the lionesses bring him food. Here in the zoo, it's his keepers. Lucky lion. Someone else who's waiting for his tea is this monkey.
Look at the funny monkey. Look where he's scratching. Now that I'd have loved to have seen as a kid. Wouldn't you like to go and see the funny monkeys, Peter? Huh? Say funny monkey, your daddy. Go on, say funny monkey. Funny monkey. That's it. Now, wouldn't you like to go to a lovely 20th century zoo like that? See the funny monkey? Huh? Would you like to go to the 20th century zoo with daddy? Yeah.
Bees would not approve of that plan. 20th century zoos had a notoriously poor record of...
Stop editorialising and stick with the broadcast, Joseph. What would a metal sphere know about it anyway? Do you have a childhood appreciation circuit? When you're a kid, you need a bit of magic, all right? I mean, there might be crap behind it, but you don't know that then, and when the rest of your life's crap through and through. I mean, do you know how many times I went to the seaside as a kid?
The fact is not immediately accessible in my memory banks.
Once. I went once. Yeah, the sea was probably polluted and the ice cream is full of E-numbers and dogs had shat on the sand, but I didn't notice any of that. I brought this huge lump of seaweed home and hung it over my bed to see if it was going to rain. And for months afterwards, when my dad had finished belting me, I'd run upstairs and gaze at it and smell the sea on it and remember being happy for that one day. You need that stuff when you're little. You need the beach and the zoo and the fairground. And I'm going to make sure that this little kid has them, and then maybe he won't grow up to be a loser like me. Like I was, I mean.
Statistically, with reference to the nature versus nurture debate and Peter's formative influences...
Joseph, Peter would now like to see what is happening through the yellow door. We would be grateful if you just carry on with the telly.
Very well. I hope you are aware how many vital functions I could in fact be performing, with all the resources you're forcing me to squander on tracking down 20th century television signals.
Yeah, we appreciate it. I just think it's important to have something normal, you know. After everything that's happened.
Do you know where this is?
Look, the fun fair. Wouldn't you like to go to a fun fair, Peter? Yeah, you could win a plastic aeroplane just like that little boy. Well, yes, you've already got one. Now look, if Daddy has one time ring, and you have the other time ring... And then you say, funfair.
I must protest on behalf of Bernice at this wanton attempt to misuse her time-travelling property and carry off her son.
I'm quite sure that as an archaeologist, Benny would have no problems at all with my efforts to get Peter in touch with his heritage.
Excellent. As she is now approaching, we can check that with her.
What? Oh, God, the rings. Now, don't touch that plane, Peter. Joseph, quick, change channels! Change channels!
Very well.
Peter, there you are. I was told some debauched layabout had run off with you. Luckily, I realised who that was before I alerted the Intergalactic Space Police.
Hello, Sophia.
Hello, Jason. Good fact, my godson appears safe and happy.
Yeah, well, for some reason he seems to tolerate Jason. Go on here, darling. Here's Auntie Sophia come to visit you. No, sorry, Sophia. Peter, we don't play with Auntie's facial tentacles, do we?
Fortunate fact, I am not injured. I do not mind playing. Additional and welcome fact, I see Jason has been educating Peter in the ways of my people in preparation for my visit.
What?
Oh, yes. Clever thing. Fancy thinking of getting Joseph to pick up ground telly. What is this you're watching? History? Documentary?
Speculation. It may be science fiction. The fashions are futuristic in appearance.
Turn up the volume there, Joseph. Let Benny see for herself.
Excellent fact. Our time machine is now complete. Additional fact. We shall now use it to find facts. For the glory of the Grill! The glory of the Grill! The glory of the Grill!
They don't expect to change much in the future, do they? Oh, sorry, Sophia.
Fact. Grells love facts.
New fact. I have left a trace on the subject. Temporal location, 2603. Spatial location, planetoid KS159.
Hey! That's us! That's a bit of a coincidence. Obviously, the Grell think the Braxiatar collection has dramatic possibilities.
First fact, we have a time machine. Second fact, we have the location of the child, Peter Summerfield. Conclusion, we shall now journey back in time to obtain and study this unique infant in search of new facts. For the glory of the Grell! The glory of the Grell!
Turn
the glory
it off!
Of the...
Jason, is this some kind of joke?
If it is, it's not mine.
Joseph, could you identify that broadcast, please?
Certainly, Bernice. In searching for time-displaced wave signals, my sensors have intercepted security transmissions from Grellor in the year 2648.
And you're not joking either?
Certainly not.
Proud fact. My people will master time travel. Sad and ashamed fact. They will use it to steal Peter.
Over my dead body. Come on. We're going to see Brax. This has got to be sorted out right now. Joseph, why on earth were you searching for time-displaced wave signals in the first place?
Yes, let's go and see Brax. No time to lose.
On Mr. Kane's instructions, I was broadcasting 20th century children's television regarding funfairs, zoos, seasides, aeroplane rides, and crayon factories to Master Peter.
Why?
To be fair to me, the crayon factory was a mistake. Peter!
Hey!
Yes, it's a lovely plane, darling. Jason, stop looking at me like a drugged weasel. Please carry on with your explanation. Peter! Oh, what have we said about putting things in your mouth? Peter! Goddess! Somehow he's got hold of the time... Jason, don't just stand there! Jason!
The Grell are on their way. We've got to tell Brax!
Oh, no, you don't get out of it that easily. You gave Peter the time rings. Don't try to deny it. Oh, there's an outside chance he could have found mine, but both of them? What the hell were you planning to do with my child?
I wasn't doing any harm, I promise.
Let me
take
Peter.
You know I wouldn't. We're a family now. Ow, let go!
You were trying to steal my son!
No, look, just let me explain.
Let me take Peter, Bernice.
You gave him the time rings!
Let me take Peter.
I just wanted him to see a funfair.
Stand back. Stand back.
Inquiry. What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, where am I?
Oh, first thought for yourself, Jason. How unsurprising.
Where are we?
This appears to be the Festival of Piranha, established AD 2022.
That sounds a bit fishy.
Well, it's written on that sign over there.
Conjecture. The two time rings were held by a person who was being held by other persons who were being touched by other persons, and when the time rings were activated...
But I didn't activate them.
Don't look at me.
Peter! You were trying to get Peter to activate them, and he did, but that's incredible, he's only a baby.
Fact, he is a unique baby.
You can say that again. Peter, darling, Mummy's very proud of how clever you are, but she'd like to go home now, please. Back to the Braxiatar collection. Please? Peter?
At least we got away from the Grell.
Unavoidable fact. Grells do not give up that easily.
Oh, she's right. They've got a time machine. They seem to be able to get a fix on Peter. It's only a matter of time before they turn up here, I reckon. We've got to get back to the Braxiatar collection. We can't be expected to defend ourselves in a ruined funfair.
Yes, darling, but it's not a very nice fair, is it? It's in bits and it's very dirty. Let's go home, shall we?
Home. Home? Say home, Peter.
Oh, come on, Benny. While we're here, we might as well have a look around. Some of the rides might still be working.
It's filthy.
You're an archaeologist. You like dirt.
It's unhygienic for babies.
Oh, good grief. Look, give him here. Come on, Peter. We're going exploring.
Jason Kane, bring back my char this instant!
Make me. We're going to have some fun.
I think we should go with them. We may be able to find some facts.
Oh, well, I suppose we'll have to. Jason! Come back! Oh, that damn man. Come on, Sophia. Joseph!
Now, I can get a hoop over that teddy bear. We'll get to take it home.
You could just pick it up. There's no one here.
And what sort of example would that be setting for Peter?
Whatever. We're not taking that smelly thing with us, so you might as well not bother. Come on, darling. Back to Mummy.
Party pooper.
Fact. The toy is full of germs.
Oh, you're as bad as Benny.
Jason, this isn't under any definition of the term a fun fair. It's no longer a fair, and it's certainly far from fun.
So you don't fancy a trip in the Tunnel of Love, then? Look, Benny, I'm not being funny, but you've got to let Peter breathe a bit. A bit of dirt won't hurt him, nor will being out of your sight for 2 minutes. I know you don't think a lot of me sometimes, but you've got to remember that I care too. I'm not going to be stupidly reckless and let things happen to him. Apart from anything else, I don't want you moaning at me. Well, you know, right, that way.
And you think letting him play with the time rings was responsible behaviour?
It's not done any harm. We've kept out the way of those Grell for start. Famous last words there.
My circuits sense a Grell time machine is nearby.
My eyes and ears sense a Grell time machine is nearby.
Suggestion, run!
Good fact! I see the child! Bad fact! They are getting away! After them! For the glory of the Grell! The glory of the Grell! The glory of the Grell!
Peter, you know, I love you very much. Just the way you are, but sometimes I wish you were a bit lighter.
Well, give him here, then.
Oh, no, blimey lightly.
I see a vehicle. Good fact. Its mechanical velocity will aid our flight.
Good one. Over there, everyone.
Everyone in.
Just push the button, I guess. Oh, if it's working.
Hey! They're just safety bars. Fairground equivalent of seatbelts. At least we're moving.
Hooray for that.
I feel much relief.
They are getting away!
Up yours, squid for brains! Sorry, Sophia.
I'm unsure as to whether an apology is necessary. If it is necessary, I am unsure as to whether I should accept it. If your stated fact is that the pursuing Grell have brains which resemble Terran-originating cephalopod mollusks, then I have no current data to substantiate this, but cannot be offended by the hypothesis, and you should feel no desire to excuse yourself to me. If, however, as your need to apologise to me implies, you are stating that all Grell, irrespective of their behaviour towards you, are mentally deficient because in appearance they have a facial resemblance to a Terran-originating cephalopod mollusk, then I am unhappy with your conclusion and feel our friendship may be irreversibly damaged.
God, Sophia, I'm really sorry. I think I'll shut up.
Fact. I would very much like to examine your brain.
New fact, the Grell have found a car too. I don't mean to be flippant, but could we save the ethics discussion till later, please?
Good fact! Transportation is ours! Good fact!
This thing doesn't seem to have a go-faster control, or I can't help but suddenly noticing any directional controls either. Joseph, have you any idea how this car works?
Good question, Bernice. This car seems to have a predetermined directional circuit. Logic suggests it may be connected to the fairground ride we are approaching.
Where? What ride?
Oh, shit, the ghost train.
Reassuring fact, ghosts do not exist.
An interesting fact for you, Bernice. My databanks suggest that the reason the Festival of Piranha was abandoned in the first place was due to reports of real haunting of the ghost train. But I agree with Sophia. Ghosts do not exist.
Of course they don't.
No. I suspect the fairground patrons are simply confused by the similarity between the traditional human idea of a ghost and the appearance of the flesh-eating Evadra race, which my databanks indicate were eventually found to have nested in the ghost train.
Help! Let me out! Let me out!
Joseph, these wraiths, are they still here?
I suspect they are.
Peter, darling, Mummy would really like it if you put us out of here before we all got eaten. Say home, Peter.
Train.
Did you hear that?
Did you hear that, everyone? Peter said another word!
Stop the bloody words, just get us out of here!
How dare you swear in front of my son, Jason Kane?
What? You do it all the time.
I most certainly do not.
Yes, you do. In fact, earlier you
very
said...
Very bad fact. I see him. Oh, Peter, come on. Help! Help us!
Peter, this isn't fun like the fairs we saw on the telly, is it? Would you rather go somewhere nicer, like the seaside? The seaside? Seaside?
Good fact! We are gaining on them!
Bad fact! They have disappeared!
Deduction! They have moved time zones to escape the ghosts ahead!
Fact! There are no such things as ghosts!
Query! Then what are these? Fact! Fact! I am the first to deduce the fact! These are flesh-eating Evadra wraiths, well known for their voracious appetites and fearsomely sharp teeth, which will rip the flesh off any creature! Including the Grell!
That is not a good fact! Not a good fact!
She's alright!
Well, it's not exactly Chroma, but at least it's Sandy.
Good fact! We are not being eaten by wraiths!
Yes, that's something. But... where are we, Joseph? Any ideas?
Without further data, I'm afraid I cannot speculate, Bernice. There are many planets with Earth-normal gravity and oxygen levels that feature desert-like environments at some stage of their development.
Yeah, but how many of them have the Sphinx?
What?
Over there. Look.
It is. It's the Sphinx. And behind it, there are the Great Pyramids. Oh, what a good boy to bring Mummy to an important archaeological site.
Query. When are we?
Well, she's still got a nose and beard, so it's pretty early. All three pyramids. Not buried in sand, but, that doesn't tell us much. She was always being uncovered. Nope, sorry. Could be anything from 2500 BC onwards. Of course, if I took a closer look at the pyramids...
Aren't the Grell still after us? Shouldn't we get going again as soon as possible?
I did happen to notice a cluster of Evadra wraiths bearing down on the Grell car just before we left the Festival of Piranha.
Yeah, but we don't know how
there
many...
There you go. No more Grell. Plenty of time to explore before we go home. Come on, Peter. Mummy will show you where King Khufu was entombed.
I am picking up a new time trace. The child, Peter Summerfield, has travelled to a new location.
Perfect. Our colleagues have not returned. Speculation, they have been neutralized.
Decision, we will proceed without them. For the glory of the Grell!
The glory of the Grell! The glory of the Grell!
This is the biggest of the Great Pyramids, Peter. Made for King Khufu, who is sometimes called Cheops. Do you know how many blocks were used to make it? Shall we count? 1, 2, 3, 4... Well, actually, it was 2.5 million, so perhaps we won't do them all. Then it was all sealed with a big stone block so nasty robbers couldn't come in and steal all the gold and, incidentally, completely ruin it for the archaeologists. Of course, it didn't stop them. In fact, if we look closely, we may be able to find an opening and then...
Do you have to walk so fast?
Do you have to be so unfit? I told you, I just wanted to show Peter. What's that?
Very funny.
No, I'm serious. Look behind you. There's something coming up from under the sand.
Oh, help.
What is it?
Landing coordinates were inaccurate by a depth of several meters.
Oh, it's only a Grell. Hang on. A Grell! Run!
I have a weapon! Surrender now!
No, Blummies, lightly!
We can't outrun it. Not across open sand.
Now keep to the edge of the pyramid. If we reach the corner first, there might be an opening. You never know.
Warning! I am about to fire!
Daddy!
Got to get away from the Grell. If we could just find an opening. Here.
Peter, see here. A door in the Great Pyramid. Sorry, darling. Just sit there a moment like a good boy. Mummy needs both her hands to... Oh, God, it's no good. I'll need a crowbar at least. At least Mummy had a torch in her bag so we can see where we're going. Come on, let's look for another way out. See, darling, the ancient Egyptians thought that the afterlife was just like this life. So pharaohs were buried with everything they might need in death, like food and gold and servants. The pharaoh was buried much higher up in the pyramid, so we probably won't see him unless we get very lost. But Mummy will show you a mummy if she can. Hang on. Is that a light ahead? Yes. Come on. Let's go and see.
Oh, Benny! Benny, wake up! Don't die on me, not now, not when we've got everything to live for again! I love you, Benny. I love you so much. You can't stop our new start before it's even, you know, started. And I know you don't want Peter to have the same sort of life you had, without a mother. Oh, for God's sake, you survived the Daleks! You can survive this! He needs you! So you see, you can't die, Benny. Just... can't.
Give me the child, Peter, or I will shoot you too.
You try to touch this child, and it will be the last thing you ever do.
No, you're not. You're just some guy got up in a jackal mask.
I am Anubis, god of the dead.
Well, I'm not dead.
We, the gods, are ready to judge you.
Oh, are you now? Well, who says... And who is this? Oh, no. Don't tell me. Amit, the crocodile-headed devourer of the soul. But I don't want entry to the underworld, whether I'm worthy or not. I'm really not dead, you know. Unless... I remember. The Grell. The Grell shot at me. Am I really dead?
To those who travel through time, past and future is as one. At the same time, long dead and not yet born, and all points in between. Therefore, travelers through time can be judged. See, I place the heart on the scale to balance with the feather of Maat. You may now justify your life to me, and judgment will be. Maat will know if lies you tell. List the good deeds of your life.
I don't know what to say. I always tried to do good. Oh, there was the time
Release.
When I...
Surprise, Summerfield. This is not your judgment. The name on the heart is Peter.
Peter's just a child. He's done no deeds, good or otherwise. He's too young to know the difference between good and evil, and he's certainly not able to defend himself.
As a time traveler, all his life is laid out before me. In the eyes of the God of the Dead, he is not a child. If he will not defend himself...
He can't defend himself!
If there is no defense, then the gods will pass judgment. See, as the heart is weighed against the feather of Maat, will it balance, or will it sink?
You can't do this!
On the life of Peter Guy Summerfield. He is unworthy to enter the underworld. His heart and his body will be given to Amit to devour.
No! No, you can't! Keep away! Keep away!
Peter, you've got to get us out of here.
Home!
Home. Home. This isn't home.
Peter decided he wanted to go to a zoo.
But he said home and... Why are you here? We left you in Egypt.
Fact. You did not leave us behind. You were knocked unconscious by a shot from a Grell blaster. The same Grell threatened Jason, but Joseph and I arrived in what Jason referred to as the bloody nick of time and incapacitated him. After tending to your wounds, we attempted to persuade Peter to remove us from Egypt in case more future Grell were on the way. He decided that he wished to see a zoo. Opinion. This does not appear to be a zoo.
No, more like a jungle. Let's hope there aren't too many wild animals. Anyway, are you all right, Benny?
I think so, yes. Yes, yes, of course I am here. Give me Peter.
Oh, let me take him for a while, okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm... Oh, right. Just for a while. At least we're not dead.
Yeah, I had noted that. But for how long... Quick, let's get moving.
The time travellers have escaped us again. Extrapolation from current knowledge, our current method of pursuit will remain unsuccessful. We must seek new methods.
New methods!
Fact. The time travellers will not hand over the child Peter to us.
True fact.
But we must have the child Peter. Therefore, they must not realise they are handing over the child Peter to us.
Good plan!
This is the time to test the latest Grell invention. For the glory of the Grell!
The glory of the Grell!
The glory of the Grell!
This time travel is playing havoc with my sinuses.
Oh, we need to get out of here.
Peter, darling, Mummy really wants you to
get us out of here.
Home would be nice this time.
Bernice, I am not sure that's such a good idea.
You what? Of course it's a good idea. There's no better idea.
I'm with Benny on this one.
I think what you are not taking into account is that these timings are only supposed to transport two people. Nominally you, Bernice, and Jason. But they have been carrying Peter and Sophia, as well as me.
But, well, we're all here in one piece, aren't we? They're coping.
But for how long?
Bernie's right. As long as they're holding up, yeah, let's concentrate on getting home.
Oh, dear. Once you start agreeing with me, Jason Kane, I know there's something to worry about. Maybe Joseph's got a point.
Whatever.
Suggestion. Perhaps we should take the time rings away from Peter.
Yes, well, he doesn't seem to want to give them up.
Oh, come on, darling. Give Mummy the time rings.
Time rings.
That's right. Give them to Mummy.
Ow! You are hurt.
The time rings are red hot.
Don't be... You're right. But it doesn't seem to be bothering Peter.
Observation. I think something is very wrong here.
We have landed.
Good fact.
Additional query. Is everything prepared for our mission? Confirmation of readiness. Yes. Behold, the latest triumph of the glorious Grell.
The glory of the Grell. The glory of the Grell.
The glory of the Grell. The glory of the Grell.
So, we're stuck here.
I didn't say that, but we mustn't rush into anything.
That's all very well to say, but what about the Grell? Will they follow us here?
Well, we thought we got rid of them at the Festival of Piranha, but we hadn't, so I suspect we didn't sort them out in Egypt either. I mean, I'd like to think that that was all of them, or that we've shaken them off, but let's not bank on it.
Fact. Grell are very persistent in the pursuit of facts.
Why do they want Peter anyway? What could they possibly want with a little baby?
We've already said it, Benny. Peter's unique.
Fact. As the child of a Kaloran and an ancient sorceress, conceived and born by a temporally displaced human, Peter is the only one of his kind. Additional fact. As the only one of his kind, Grell must study him or forever remain in ignorance. Ignorance is bad, bad, bad. Grell must seek facts.
Yes, I see. Calm down, Sophia. And Peter is my child, through and through. Please remember.
And a bit sort of mine. Soft biology. He thinks of me as his daddy.
Poor deluded boy. I mean you, not Peter.
God, you can be a bitch sometimes.
What?
The honeymoon's really over, isn't it? Come on, Peter. Let's get away from here.
Jason! Jason, come back here! What the hell was that about?
My suggestion is that you leave him alone for a short period of time.
Oh, he's got Peter. There could be wild animals out there.
Fact. Jason will not let harm come to Peter. And that is a fact.
Yes, I suppose you're right. All right, I'll give them a few minutes to calm down and then I suppose I'd better...
Apologise?
Oh, what for? He's the one storming off and... I do care about him, you know, it's just...
Then it would definitely be a good thing to apologise.
Well, we'll see. Oh, all right, I'll go after him.
Good fact! Good fact! The human, Jason Kane, has the child, Peter Summerfield, and has become separated from Bernice Summerfield and... the traitor Grell!
Good fact! All is ready.
Do you understand your mission? You must infiltrate the group and steal the child, Peter Summerfield.
I understand my mission. For the glory of the Grell, I will infiltrate and steal. Infiltrate and steal.
Oh, your mother makes me so mad sometimes. Can't live with her. Can't live with her. Do you know, I know she said she wants to be with me again, but I get the feeling, well, she doesn't actually like me all that much. In fact, I don't think she likes people all that much. Full stop. Oh, she cares about them tremendously. Loves some of them. Just doesn't really like them. I think... Oh, right. Come to apologise, I hope.
I am Professor Bernice Summerfield. Give me the child.
Benny, are you feeling all right?
I suppose you're expecting an apology. Well, lucky for you... Holy cow!
Oh, Christ. This is either my worst nightmare or my best ever dream.
Give me the child.
Jason Kane, you do no such thing. Bring Peter here at once.
I am Bernice. Give me the child.
Don't be stupid. Jason, give Peter to me.
Give me the child.
Jason, for goodness sake!
Shut up! Let me think.
You can't possibly be seriously confused as to which one of us is the real me, can you? I mean, look at that thing! It's wearing those old earrings I threw out a few years ago. Its hair's too short and... Oh, yes, it has wires sticking out of its back.
Benny might have decided to stick wires in her back.
What possible reason would I have for doing that?
To test me?
This is no test. I am the real Bernice. I drink lots. I have no breasts. Give me the child, Peter. Husband, Jason.
Ex-husband.
Errol.
Hey.
Errol.
Hey.
Perfect.
Are you saying that's the list of my defining characteristics
period,
that's passed into posterity?
Jason King and Bertney Summerfield are not yet remarried. I have failed.
That means that you're the real Benny.
Well, good goddess, about time too. I heard that whole thing was some bizarre attempt at humour on your part, because if I thought that that thing had convinced you for 1 second...
Oh, give me some credit. I was just playing along to find out what they were after. I'm assuming that was the work of the Grail.
We know what they're after. Peter.
Yes. Incidentally, did you hear what...
No, I did not. Come on, let's go back to the others.
No breasts.
Bad fact! Bad fact! Our marvellous invention has failed! Oh, this is a very bad fact!
Good fact!
Good fact!
Good fact! We now have the opportunity of testing another marvellous Grell invention that has just been completed!
Ah! Assumption! I know the marvellous invention you mean! Good fact! Good fact!
Well, that was a close one.
It shouldn't have been.
Never mind, we're all safe now.
Are you quite sure about that?
And if something's up with the time rings...
Time rings!
Well, where are we this time?
Looking at the rock, I would say this was a volcanic formation. Earth, I suspect.
A volcano? Well, let's get out of here.
I said a volcanic formation. Lava has come through the earth and solidified into a rocky structure.
Oh, fascinating. Look at that rock over there. It's just sort of hanging. Amazing.
Query, why has Peter brought us here?
I think he wanted to go on a picnic.
What?
Look, down there. It seems your infant son wanted to hang out with a load of Victorian schoolgirls as well, which is, on the one hand, quite worrying. But on the other, hints at future good taste.
Oh, good grief.
Oh.
Hang on. I think we're off again. But Peter didn't...
Could you pass the sandwiches, please? Hang on. Did you hear something?
No.
What sort of thing?
I'm not sure. Come on, let's go and have a look.
What's that?
Query, where are the time travellers, including the child Peter Summerfield?
The what?
Fact, they have already left. We have missed them. Oh, silver lining of cloud. I will take this opportunity to test our latest marvellous invention. Fact, it works. Repeated for excited emphasis, it works! The Great Grail Gun has reduced them to atoms!
This is gratifying news, but we must proceed with our pursuit of the child Peter, for the glory of the Grail!
The glory of the Grail! The glory of the Grail!
Might have wanted some cars to play with.
Fact! He did not name a destination.
I guess he doesn't need to anymore.
At least we didn't meet the Grail.
Yeah, but what are we gonna do now?
Well, what a match it's been. And as we come into the closing moments, it's still all to play for, although they'll have to do it fast. Oh, let's hope these people who've just appeared on the pitch don't get in the way. They've come from nowhere. A man, a woman holding what looks like a teddy bear or a small dog, someone dressed as a Halloween squid, a
And there's a metal ball. Oh, someone's confused. It's going to be in the goal in a minute. No, they've gone. Now, did the metal ball cross the goal line before it vanished or not? There's some protesting going on. I think there's a feeling that as it was some sort of robot and not the actual ball, it wouldn't count anyway. But that's for the referee to decide. The referee says... The referee says no! The captain seems to think they should get a penalty, but no, the ref's indicating for them to play on. And here's something else. And it's more of the squid-faced people. They're looking around. I can't remember the last time we had two interruptions in one game. Well, there were those policemen who were chasing that... young lady. Goodness, now what a day that was. I can... I can see it now. I hope my wife isn't listening. Oh, and the squid-faced people have gone. It's a goal! I think the goalie was a bit distracted there by the bizarre comings and goings, but in this job you've got to keep your eye on the ball. And his teammates won't let him forget that in a hurry. And there are more people on the pitch, but this time they're from the crowd and probably not aliens. Well, I think it's all over now. Oh!
That was close. Again?
Joseph almost won the cup.
Query, where are we now?
I'm pretty sure that's Paris down there, and we're very high up.
Bonjour. C'est le Tour d'Eiffel, n'est-ce pas?
I think that's right.
Oui, salutations étrangères. Est-ce qu'un film que vous faites, l'Hollywood? Oh, le maquillage de Calmar, c'est formidable.
Yeah, thanks. I'm sure she's very flattered. Look, where are we? Quelle heure est-il? No, I don't mean, do I? Année, I think.
Quelle année?
Yeah, it's you know, different in Hollywood. Dans le Hollywood.
Mais c'est incroyable.
Benny, I think we're off again.
Oh, right. Merci. Merci beaucoup. Au revoir.
Au revoir, les personnes de Fel.
Query. Where is this?
Plus des personnes de Calmar.
Observation. The time travelers are not here. Conclusion, they have already left.
Oh, votre maquillage, votre costume.
We will leave and follow them.
Zut alors. Le Hollywood, c'est fou.
This is starting to get on my nerves. Unfortunate fact, I'm not feeling very well.
That is the effect of too many time jumps in such a short time. It is not healthy.
This is getting out of control!
Fact, I am getting very dizzy. Additional fact, I too am getting very dizzy. Bad fact, they are off again. Order, pursue them. For the glory of the growl. The glory of the growl. The glory of the growl.
Oh, I feel sick.
I too am registering feelings of extreme nausea.
Peter, you've got to stop this. Take us home, Peter.
I do not think Peter is controlling the rings anymore. I think the rings are controlling him.
I don't know what to do.
Those. Got to stop.
Fact, this is not good.
No. Oh, Peter, I don't think I can hold him anymore. I'm going to drop him.
It's all right, I've got him. Lower him down. There you go. Oh, Christ, I'm going to be sick.
Peter,
Peter, can you hear Mummy? We can't cope with any more time jumps. We just can't. I don't think he can hear me.
He looks sort of absorbed.
That fact. We're still being pursued. Oh, Peter. Peter, what's happening to you?
Sorry to interrupt, but a Grell with a big gun is heading this way.
You run. I'll bring Peter.
I'm not leaving either of you.
Don't be silly. I can manage Peter.
Ah!
Oh, no, he's red hot too.
Fact. Something is very wrong.
I'll say.
Come on. Come on. Oh, too late.
Stay in exactly the place where you are now. Fact. This is the Great Grell Gun, the most powerful hand-wielded weapon known to Grell. Fact. I am tightening my finger on the trigger right now in preparation for atomizing all of you except the child Peter. Fact. You will soon be...
Astonished gasp. A standard query. Grell 4978392B.
Fact. I am Grell 4978392B. Grell 38966 5/ZA.
Oh, good fact.
So...
Good fact. Mother.
You what? Excited fact. This is my son, Tim. Further fact, he is all grown up. Tim?
Fact. I am torn between my instructions to atomize you, my desire to test the new invention of the glorious Grell, and my reluctance to hurt my birth parent.
The last one is good.
If you do not kill us, we will be able to impart much knowledge to you. We can also reminisce about the many facts of your childhood.
Oh, these are good facts. Decision. I will not atomize you.
Good choice, Grell boy. Well, this is a turn up for the books. So, fount of all knowledge as I am sure you are, especially with your hotline to the future, do you have any idea what's going on with my son? Or how to stop it?
Query. What is the problem?
Well, fact one. He seems to be controlling the time rings with his mind. Fact two. They seem to be controlling him in return. Fact three. There's some freaky energy thing going on. And fact four, I'm scared about it.
Yeah, fact. The time rings are powerful artifacts.
Tell me a fact I don't know.
Oh, fact. The Sultan of Dranvik's favourite colour is turquoise.
Oh, I did not know that. Yeah. New fact.
And let me rephrase. Do you know what the time rings are doing to my son?
That fact is unknown.
Well, will he be all right? You come from the future. You must know that.
We cannot be sure what facts regarding Peter Summerfield are true facts.
Well, what the hell are you talking about?
Fact. I am talking about information regarding Peter Summerfield. Discovering about this unique being from the records on Grellor, we knew it to be necessary to find further facts. But research showed it was necessary to reach this unique being while he was still a child. Otherwise, we would have had much difficulty finding facts. Find facts! Find facts!
Why? Just tell me what facts you know. I mean about Peter.
Here is a bad fact, Bernice. Other Grell are coming this way.
Damn.
Speculation. They have observed my failure to atomize you and are making the bad assumption that the Great Grell Gun does not work. They are running to my assistance to take the child, Peter.
Well, they're not going to take... Peter!
Time ring!
Oh, good God, that's not normal, is it?
Fact, he's growing up before our eyes.
Time ring!
That's what's doing this! The time rings! Give them to me, Peter! Give them to me now!
Time ring!
Let me. Give them here!
Don't hurt him! Peter, this is for your own good!
No! Time ring!
Oh, good God! Them!
Benny, look! They're still controlling him!
Give me the rings!
Oh, stop it, Peter! Stop it!
Give me the rings!
No!
Don't you dare hit your mother! You freak!
Jason!
Fact! The child, Peter Summerfield, is no longer a child! Fact! That means there are many more facts to find! Find facts! Find facts! Find facts! Find facts!
Leave me alone!
Help! Bad fact! Bad fact! I am suspended in the air! Very bad fact! I am flying through the... Bad fact! You have killed a growl, no longer a child, Peter! Oh, very bad fact! There is a high probability you may have killed me, too!
Fact! This is terrible! Peter is killing all my people! Tim, do something!
Query! What? Do not harm the not child Peter! Do not use the great grail gun on him! Find... Fax!
The great grail gun! Tim, shoot the rings! Shoot the rings! And then tell me what you know about my son!
I will do as you ask! Even though as a necessary conclusion, there will no longer...
No! In fact, you have killed my son!
Oh, got it!
Further facts. I now have the great grail gun, and I have no qualms about using it.
Sophia! Please, no!
Peter?
Mummy.
Oh, come here. Oh, Peter. You know, for a moment there, I thought you were going to shoot...
Fact. The great grail gun has totally destroyed the time rings.
Yes. So it has. And I'll never know what the grail could have told me about my son. I think I need to sit down.
I think we all do. Come on. Let's get away from here. That's it, all over. No more grail. Well, no more bad grail. No more time rings.
Peter seems fine now. You're fine, aren't you, darling?
You know, well, sorry for calling your son a freak, Benny.
So, he's not sort of your son now, he's a freak, is he?
If that's what he's going to be like when he grows up, he's not got a lot from me, has he? Or you, for that matter.
Oh, like that matters.
I'm sorry, I do understand. And I didn't mean what he looked like. I meant, well, he was so fierce, violent. I know you don't think a lot of me, but I do know a few things. Like how my old man was never a father to me for all that we shared the same blood. And I know that Adrian is Peter's real father, but that doesn't mean I can't care for him too. It's just, well, I'd always hoped we'd have children. Children who I could love and take care of the way my father never did for me. And because... we didn't. I wanted Peter. Because, well, at least he's part of you, even if he's not part of me. But, well, don't hit me, Benny, but I can't believe that any child of yours would ever grow up to hit his mother. So now I don't know what to think anymore.
It wasn't real. It was just a thing, a silly, science-y... time ring thing. Whatever the girl knew about his future. It wasn't that. Mart's judgment was wrong.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. That wasn't Peter. We have to make sure it won't be.
Well, we've got a lot of time to work on it. Like forever. Because without the time rings, we're definitely stuck here.
I know. But they were taking him over, Jason.
Oh, God, I'm not saying they shouldn't have been destroyed. Just that... well, I hope you really were serious when you said you wanted to be with me. Because we're going to have to get used to each other's company again.
Oh, I suppose I could cope. Yes, well,
Joseph, stop lurking discreetly behind that bush and come over here.
Yes, Bernice.
I was just wondering, are there any life forms on this planet, apart from my ex-husband?
Birds? Fish. But nothing else that I can detect. Well, apart from you, Peter, and Sophia, of course.
Oh, Sophia's going to love being an eternal gooseberry. Hang on. Sophia, where is she? I haven't seen her since... Well, since... Is she okay?
I think you'll find she is in the Grell time machine.
The Grell time machine? We can use that. Sophia!
Oh, I see. First chance to avoid an eternity with me.
Yes, Jason?
Does it work? Does the time machine still work?
Bad fact. The time machine has been severely damaged by excess short time jumps. Many of the circuits have burned out.
So it's a no-go?
That is not necessarily the case. The temporal circuits are substantially undamaged. Probable result of usage, we would arrive back in our own time.
Oh, that's okay then.
You didn't say anything about our own space, Sophia.
Bad fact. I do not think we can control where we land. Additional, it is unlikely the machine will be able to do more than one trip.
So, the choice is between an eternity here or a risky one-way trip to goodness knows where.
Yes.
I choose the risky one-way trip. Anyone else with me?
We're only going to stay here while you sod off.
Then, possibly homeward bound it is. Come on.
Land very shortly.
Thanks. Listen, Sophia. Oh, goddess, this is hard. You're coping so well. It's just that... I'm so sorry.
Reassuring fact. It was not of your doing.
But my son killed your son. How can you ever bear to talk to me?
Query, why should I feel that way? You were not the killer. I am sad for myself. For when I return to Grellor and see my offspring on the annual Acknowledgement of Birth Relations Day, I will have the knowledge of my son's death. But that he would one day die is a fact that I did already know.
I know, but... Well...
Additional fact. My son was trying to kidnap your son to experiment on his brain. Further supposition. It is probable my son was trying to kidnap your son to experiment on his brain as a result of the knowledge of Peter submitted to Grellor by me.
You what?
I feel shame, but I do not feel guilt, because the consequences were not controlled by me.
You mean to tell me this is all your... Right. Yeah, I suppose.
Peter is still my godson. That is a fact, and always will be. I will not seek to avoid the responsibility. Also, I wish to remain your friend, for it is a fact that I have always wanted to be a bridesmaid.
We're coming into land, moon of my desire.
Coming! You know, Sophia, I wouldn't start shopping for bouquets just yet.